Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's going on, car guys and car gals? Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Well, welcome to the cafe. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions with some seriously special guests. But guess what we're doing, folks? We are double fisting it today. That's right. We're getting two for the price of one.
You know,
and we
it.
Are getting to get you some. Gonna get you some.
This is a double fist. No doubt. We're excited. We have two amazing guests. Folks, don't leave. Make sure you invite people in this morning. We got some great information. We're going to have two people that we're going to be able to hear their stories, how they got to where they're at. They are some rising, grinding fools. These people are doing some stuff that are just amazing. They're growing in their business. Both of them have really risen in the ranks with the business that they're at and the company that they work for.
Folks, you might have heard of them.
You might have heard of the company a little bit. You know, they kind of only run the whole car business.
Pretty much.
No, but I'm super excited to have these two here. Folks, make sure that you do one thing that's really super special that will help a lot. It's share.
Share this
show. Go out there and share it to people. Make sure that you tag a car guy, car gal, or somebody who wants to grow right now, because we're going to show you how to get there. We got two people that are just
you
amazing.
We got a car guy and a car gal.
Whoa.
What? We got it all inside of the cafe today, and we are definitely ready to have some fun. So again, tag a car guy, tag a car gal while we go ahead and run through the reel of our incredible partners and also let you know about what is soon to come with the Car Gal Coffee Podcast.
What?
Go ahead and share around, everybody. We got some brewing to do. Here we go. Special thanks to our partners and friends that are consistently caffeinating the Car Guy coffee that you're consuming. Thank you for the compliments from Dealership Toolkit and Think Ad Group. Let's move. All right. So now that you know
who's
bringing you this message, I want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah, man.
About
didn't you go make a quick visit somewhere?
I did.
I snuck
a camera someplace.
He snuck a camera in somewhere.
Because
man.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't just like, hey, we sent a message and we said, hey, can you come on the podcast like it has been with most? But it took a couple of hoop jumpings. It took a couple of moving and groovings, and we're so thankful that we were able to do so, because these people that are in the cafe today, this car guy and car gal, are from Cox Automotive, everybody.
Yes.
Representing KBB up in the CGC.
That's what you want to do. What?
Here we go. But I want to show you what happened when I snuck that camera in there. They were actually really, really, really pumped that some of their own were going to make it on the Car Guy.
I'm curious. I haven't seen this footage yet. I'm pumped up to see it.
After some deliberation and careful consideration, we are pleased to give authorization for our esteemed colleagues, Doug and Jackie, to be featured guests on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Let us brew.
Right there with us.
That's exactly what our meetings look like.
Lou told me he had that special video that he went and made that. That's the first time I've seen it. I didn't realize it was going to be his voiceover acting in English.
That was hilarious.
It is awesome.
Oh, man.
Folks, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I can't stop laughing. We got Douglas Thurston. We also got Jackie Grillo, folks.
That's both
of these people are amazing people. They are doing some amazing stuff with KBB, folks. If you guys haven't heard of that Kelley Blue Book, if you haven't heard of Cox Automotive,
you obviously have
never worked a car deal in your life. Pretty much every deal that you do, there's something involved with that company. It's a beautiful thing to have them on here. I know that Doug has been somebody that has been doing his thing. I've been watching him over the last year, and I know how excited he is to get to where he's at right now. So it's cool to have him on the show. It's cool to have Jackie on the show. Now, he says, Jackie's my boss. and he admits it, you know, and Jackie has been doing it for a long time. And she's been doing it with this company for a while, too. I went and looked at her profile. I know what she's about. So it's so exciting to have both these two on the show this morning.
Yes.
Be ready for some great information. Be ready for some inspiration. So let's make this work.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. So you guys and gals have watched the podcast. You've seen what's going on, and we are getting ready to get to the nitty-gritty, because you can't do a car deal unless you got a five-liner, and we are going to get a five-liner with the two of you, and we are excited to trying to just see exactly what brews. We got a lot going on. We got a blonde roast in the room. We got a dark roast in the room. And we are ready to do what it do. But first and foremost, we need to make sure that we apply three Fs.
You know,
and this
up.
Is really what we want to make sure that takes over the industry is the triple Fs of forgive, focus, and fly. We are going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We're going to focus on what we can accomplish today, and we are going to fly to levels that we've only dreamt of. And then once we get there, we're going to keep growing, keep growing. So do us a quick favor, you Cox Automotive representatives. Thank you so much for blessing the cafe, and we are excited to do this with you. Here we go. On three, everybody, cross their arms one time. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. We'll just keep going right here. All right, I'll stop.
I'm acting like I was vibrating.
I know. I was ready to go.
I know it's only 8:30 in the morning. Man,
it's icy
club,
outside.
Right? It is icy out there.
It's icy. It's
Yeah. I'm so icy.
That's the thing. That's how it goes.
I'm so icy.
We are.
This is by far the most fun ever.
So good morning, good morning, good morning.
Get ready, Jackie, because that ice is probably heading our way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's just how it always works. It comes up to you guys every time. You know, we have winter, but it's like our winters are like spotted winters. You guys have winters, you know, like so. Cheers to you on that. I kind of jealous, honestly, because it's kind of like we get like little pieces and then it disappears the next day. It's like, man, come on, man. Like, give me a winter. Give me a day.
I need this to disappear.
Like, I want it real sledding. Yeah, this is just – but ice storms is another thing. You know, ice and snow, two different worlds. Completely two different worlds.
I think it's not pretty ice any day.
Me too. So much prettier. So much nicer and less damage. But, yes, so good morning. So, folks, we – have two guests in the show. We are double fisting this coffee. We are making sure we are double caffeinated just for you folks to get you ready for the rest of this week, to get into the weekend so you can be pumped up, positive, and productive, all right? So let's make this work. So we have five questions that we love to ask all our guests. The very first question, I'm going to let ladies first. I'm going to go with Jackie, right? You always got to do that. So Jackie, my question for you this morning. And I'm going to go with Doug. So, Doug, we still give you a few moments to think about it, which I'm sure you don't need. But this, especially for this question, it's my very first question I ask everyone. It's their why. What is their purpose? So, Jackie, when you wake up every day and you're getting ready to get up, what makes you get out of bed and go hard every day and make sure that you do what you're supposed to do?
My why is always enjoying the ride. If you know what your purpose is in life, and in my opinion – my purpose is to enjoy every moment, to wake up every day and make a conscious decision to be happy, to be motivated, to be inspired. And honestly, the automotive industry and working in that space is part of what does that for me and gets me going. I've got to tell you guys, the ability to touch an industry every single day where I can have an impact on consumers and dealers and know that it's one of the most important parts of our world and our economy, and that so many people need automotive in their lives, it just makes me feel like I have a purpose. And honestly, I feel like I was career lost until automotive found me. So that's a lot of my motivation, just health, happiness, and making an impact. So I love being in this space, and it gets me going every morning. 5:30.
Awesome. I love that answer. The automotive space, man, you know, and you're killing it. No doubt about it. And you're in a great spot to be able to be part of a big community, and you're an intricate part of it. And I love that. And it's good for you. It's good for everybody. Cause to have somebody that has that kind of energy about themselves, that enthusiasm. I think that's the word I was looking for. The enthusiasm to do that job, because people can take that job and not have enthusiasm, and that job should have enthusiasm because you touch a lot more people than you even realize, Jackie. You know,
blowing it out 30,000 foot view and then shrinking it back in is something I do on a daily basis to understand that you do have a small significant part in the world, but what we do on a greater scale, all collectively, is just so important for everything in the world. Automotive is just number one category, number one king in every direction that you look at it.
It is. I love that you said that, because it is. People, once again, I want to bring this up to the beginning of coronavirus, beginning of all that, when they were talking about essential workers. Believe it or not, car sales is essential. It's more essential than we know. We car sales are essential for all the people who work in the hospitals, people who are driving to and from work, who still needed to get their vehicles. Cars still broke down. People still needed newer vehicles to get themselves to and from work that were safe. Matter of fact, they needed even safer and cleaner cars, right? They wanted to trade them things in, make sure this car was sanitized and kept sanitized. What I mean by that, folks, is that what we do in the automotive business isn't just sell cars and try to get over on people. We actually try to help and change the world. What Jackie and Doug, where they're at in their level of business in the automotive industry, they are changing and affecting the way the car business works. So kudos to you for doing that. And kudos for having that type of enthusiasm, Jackie. That's a great answer. I love that. That is all day CGC approved.
I'm built this way, so get ready.
Doug was telling us. He wasn't warning us. He was telling us.
He was probably warning you. Be ready.
He knew that he was excited to have you on the show. We're excited to have you here, too. So, Doug, I'm going to pass that question on to you. Left-hand side, what is going on? What is your why, brother? What is motivating you every single day?
I forgot to warn you. Just don't call her boss or boss lady.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's the only time I've ever seen her angry.
Love it.
First and foremost would be, I don't know if you can see all the way behind me of this about to be remodeled office, but there's a picture on the wall, and that's my 17-year-old.
Yes.
Breaking out of, Jackie said that she was career lost. I was generally lost before I came back into automotive. And I need to make it a point for him to look up to. My nieces and my nephews, somebody that they can depend on and, like I said, look up to. But my biggest why was when I came into it, I was I had an amazing owner who brought me into a dealership and decided right then and there. First, he rejected me, and then he brought me back after I sent him an email after I got rejected. And I said, if there's anything ever available, please keep me in mind, just a follow-up. And he's like, all right, I like your style. And he brought me into his office and basically committed to teaching me everything I needed to know about the back end of the automotive business. And it was absolutely amazing. So we set off on this mission to, no matter what, our dealership was going to break the used car salesman stigma and improve dealership and consumer relations by building trust, transparency, all that type of stuff. Staying on that mission, I realized I needed to come over to this side because then I could help more dealers build that trust and transparency.
Man, awesome. I love it.
Boom. I mean, you got one that has all that enthusiasm and loves the purpose that she gets to drive with inside of this industry, teamed up with Doug, that is seeing that his why connects into, of course, family and making sure that he's delivering something to an industry. Hmm. But both of them are doing something on both sides of the spectrum. The company that they represent is leveling the playing field for both dealers and the consumers. They're making sure that the tools are in the hands of the dealers to do the very best that they can to make sure that they maximize profit while at the same time maintain full transparency and compliance, because we all know in this industry, right, compliance is king, because it's very easy to get a couple chains put on your door. We've seen people go through it. We've seen the bad news happen, and we definitely know that it's by just screwing up a couple compliance things. But then they also help to make sure that information is in the hand of the customers. The customers know what's going on. Because, again, if your customer has a phone and you got a phone and it accesses the internet, the playing field has pretty much been leveled. And they help to make sure that tools are in the hands of the dealers and of the people. But what is also important is that they love what they do. Looking behind Jackie over there, she's been to a conference or two. Look at all of those lanyards. Holy cannolis. Wow. Look at those guys. Check that out right there. See that? Woo.
Yes.
Man.
And that's where it is. Education, constant education. There's no such thing as I know enough. The more you can learn, the better. Every single day that we wake up, it's best to just try to be better than we were yesterday. You don't have to be a whole lot better, but just a little bit better. And that's what she's doing. And that's why she's at where she's at. No, Doug, now I love that answer. I do love that you started off with your 17-year-old. You know, I have a 17-year-old, so I know how near and dear that feels. You know, it's not, he used to, he has 18s and olders. Yeah, he has four children. All of them are over 18 now. And, you know, I have one, the only one I have, and he's 17. So I know how that feels and how much purpose that gives you and how much drive that gives you to have nieces and nephews to make sure that they see that there's a great life out there just by putting in a little bit more work, by being enthusiasm, you know, having enthusiasm. I should not be an enthusiast. But having enthusiasm, doing the things that you're supposed to do, showing your family that by doing hard work and doing the right thing and having integrity and enthusiasm, all the stuff, ingredients that you can mix into this cup of coffee, and you can have the best brew ever. And that's nice to be able to pass on down to the next generation. You know, big thing for me is legacy, leaving a legacy on this planet somewhere through my children, through my family, through my friends. You always want to do that. And you're doing that. And that's exactly what you're doing. And you both are doing that. So exciting. Great answers by both of y'all on that.
Thank you so much for that.
Because the why is a big deal, folks. You got to have a why. If you don't have one and you're not doing well, I'm going to tell you, start there.
Yes.
Focus on your why and it will change you up. So,
I mean, challenge for those of you that are managers today or the next time that you have a sales meeting and you're trying to pound into their heads what it is that they're supposed to be doing today, what they're supposed to be following up on,
right,
where it is they're supposed to go, who they're supposed to help. Stop for a moment and ask them why they're there and really wait for their answer.
Yes.
Have them write down their answer and then go back into, well, this is why you need to do this, because this person's depending on you, because these are the goals that you have inside of life, because this is the purpose that you say that you have. It's hard to hold somebody accountable to something that they didn't take ownership of or they take responsibility for. If you say you're going to go to the gym, then I can hold you accountable for that. If you don't say you're going to go to the gym, then I can't hold you accountable for that, right? If you're saying that you're going to achieve a certain goal inside of your units or inside of your warranty penetration or anything like that, if you set the goal, well, then we hold you accountable to it and we should help each other out. But with that comes a culture of people that are trying to always upshift and uplift each other. Speaking of upshifters and uplifters, we are definitely upgraded because of the people that are getting sprinkled in the room.
Oh, so we got a lot of people watching right now, and there's a lot of
say hello.
Yeah, let's throw some of these comments out for everybody. Say hello. We got Nathan Jordan saying, "What up, Jackie and Doug?" Yay, yay! And then he also says, "Yeah, must have been something really cool that you guys said." Yeah, no doubt. And we got Jason Hallshalter
laughing at us.
LOL. We got Russell Hill, man, Mr. Hollywood himself.
Hollywood.
Good morning, everyone. Let's brew. Stephanie McKinney. Go, Doug. Go, Jackie. We got
Mr. Captain Nexel himself.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You know, he's going to be here this morning.
Yes, right.
And then there's
I should have worn my blue wig for that one.
Jason knows what we all know what Captain Nexel would do, right?
Speaking of Captain Nexel, one thing that I don't think we plugged through today, and I think we just waited for this moment, is back Next at it again.
Yeah. So you just with the three. Oh, yes, the three F's. He knows what's up.
You know.
Hollywood threw in the three F's, too. We got Charles Higgins in here. Good morning, car guy. And Cox Auto. That's right. Passion. That is a big deal. Passion is huge. That's a word that I use a lot.
One passion, pump of passion enthusiasm inside of my cup of car guy.
Please, one pump. Maybe two for me.
Maybe 10.
Charles Higgins. Randy Grove. We got Stephanie McKinney saying, love the energy. Russ Mann, I love Russ Mann.
Got Russ.
It. Russ, we need to talk, man. It's been a minute.
Yes.
Accountable is not a bad word. Very much so. Sandy Cerami, that's my dude, the what solutionist up, himself. Brew Boys. Joseph Alano, Doug Thurston is the man. This guy must know something. He's a smart guy. Yeah, he is the man. Doug is the man, folks. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
If you guys have some questions you guys want to throw at him, go ahead and throw some questions in there. We'll try to hit them if we have time. But let's get
do us
this
a quick
thing
favor
going
and throw a quick cheers to our guests.
Coffee mug, folks.
Coffee mug inside of the comments.
Right.
Just let them know that you're excited to have a cup of coffee and a conversation with them, because we're about to hit question number two for this car guy and car gal. And we're going to go ahead and shuffle it up again real quick. We're going to go ahead and go to Doug on this one. Doug, what got you in the automotive industry, brother?
I was born into it.
Like legacy.
Two different sides of my family. My my mom's side of the family was in the car business. My grandfather had a few car dealerships. My dad's side of the family was in the food business, had a food distributorship similar to Cisco. And I always stuck to cars. I grew up on a Ford showroom. I was always causing trouble on that showroom. Again, got lost. When I got out of high school, I tried my hand at selling cars. I went from Daewoos to Mitsubishis to Chevys and then Suzukis, and fell out of it. Went tried to link up with my father and get into the food business. Didn't work out over there, so I came back into it. And like I said, Dave Valenti of Valenti Chevrolet kind of found me and got my brain growing. My grandfather was a huge influence in it, though. He was always there for me, and he supported everything. He supported everything with me going into a Chevy dealership. Even as when he had his Ford store, I was making him mad because I was running up and down the road singing like a rock, or anything like that, because I stuck to the brand. He actually ended up buying a Chevy dealership in New Jersey and naming it after me. And he had that for a few years, but it was because I was running around singing the damn Chevy theme song.
Like a rock, go as strong as I could be. I remember that commercial, man.
Remember when Saturday Night Live did it, and they were giving a great chant to Barack Obama, and like Barack. They were just pumped up about it. That was a good skit.
I don't remember that one. That's a good one, though.
It was a good one.
Like Barack.
No, that's pretty cool, man, that it's in your blood. It's in your DNA. You know, you hear that from a lot of people. You know, Lou and I were both adopted into this business. We didn't start off in it, but I think it was always in our blood. You know, we always were car guys at heart, and I think I realized that when I was about 5 years in. Like, I was like, man, hold on a second. I was natural at this, and I was from day one, and it was something about my personality, the way I was brought up. It really worked really well, and it translated extremely well into the car business. So I think I was always meant to be a car guy, or at least somebody that talks to people and encourages them to do things, you know?
So I closed my mother on getting me the first name brand sneakers that I had. that's when she knew that I was a salesperson. I was like, Ma, I really got to have them, and this is why the quality, I know it's a little bit more. But they're going to last longer. I'm not going to get them as dirty. I'm telling you, it's going to work out. Just help me get a pair of Nikes, Ma. But my father was a mechanic. He was a mechanic by trade. And I was determined to never be that. And in the military, I worked with a bunch of mechanics. In the car business, of course, I worked with a bunch of mechanics. But I was determined to be on the other side of the table while at the same time honoring them and really being thankful to have somebody that can just listen to a vehicle for 3 minutes and say, oh, yeah, that's the blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of honor that I do have for them there. But speaking of honor, let's go ahead and give this lady in the room a little bit of a pitch up to what it is that got you into this industry. Jackie, how did you get into the automotive industry?
Mine will be brief because I have basically the same story as Doug. Just kidding. My story is completely opposite from Doug. Oh my goodness. I got into the automotive industry by accident, as I'm finding a lot of folks do, and a lot of females especially do. I was in college for marketing after a short stint in marine biology, which did not work out because studying algae was not my jam on a boat without a shower for 3 months. So I switched over to marketing, and I had the lovely experience of battling cancer for the first time in my life and becoming a college dropout. During that time, I was blessed enough to be hired by a bank, and I ended up working my way up to an assistant manager position in the bank and was purged into the mortgage industry. In the mortgage industry, I was making the bank so much more than at the bank that I was like, forget this, I'm never working for a bank again. This brokerage stuff is amazing. And I started to feel a little funny about that business when we started to do no doc loans and you could just state your income. And, you know, there were folks that were working at jobs that clearly they couldn't pay their mortgages. So I started to get a little bit of a weird, you know, moral compass, like maybe this business is not for me or something's going down. And we ended up having the crash. Just prior to that, I made the shift to go work in marketing for the Walt Disney Company.
Hey. Whoa. Yeah.
I worked for Radio Disney when the Disney Channel owned Radio Disney. So I was in with Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers and all of these Disney pop stars, the Cheetah Girls, when they were up and coming and, you know, these little, they were kids. They were 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And it was a blast. My daughter had an amazing time with me working for that job. Wow. It was like her playground backstage, you know, playing on her Nintendo with, you know, Nick Jonas. You know, it was just crazy time. Wonderful experience. I had worked for Disney in college too, so this was like my in. And I was able to transition out of that mortgage kind of world before everything crashed. I stayed with Disney for a few years and I got recruited by sports radio, another male-dominated industry. You know, that's my first experience in a male-dominated industry. And I worked for WEEI.com. And the reason that I went over to WEEI.com is because they were breaking sports news for all New England sports, which was huge, like obsessed people, obsessed fans.
Yeah.
In a wonderful way. Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, Providence Bruins, Paw Sox, every level of New England sports you can imagine.
Yeah.
And they created a position for me with a director title. I was the director of strategic sales, and I was charged with taking digital from $0 to figuring out how to bill for digital marketing. So the very beginning steps of monetizing the internet, right? So I just thought that this was a great opportunity. I thought I would stay there forever. Flash forward, I made a really bad decision because that happens, right? I'm healthy as a horse. I go through my second battle with cancer. I'm out the other side. I am just physically healthy. I'm super happy. And I made a decision to up my game and join a media group. It wasn't my cup of tea. It was a great lesson learned. But at the time, Auto Trader had been recruiting me, and I wasn't interested in working for the little magazine that you would see when you leave the grocery store that my dad used to pick up. And I'd be like, Dad, that's so boring. What are you looking at cars for? Like, come on. Right. So this was my impression of I'm not going to talk to this recruiter because I wasn't really into it. So as this other company started to, you know, be not my cup of tea, great company, not my cup of tea. Not WEI, the one in between, just to be clear, I love WEI. I went on to kind of explore other opportunities and people that were reaching out to me. I was one of the earliest LinkedIn users. So headhunters were really strong back in the day and they were just after you every day. So I started to look into Cox Automotive and I explored what this company does for the community, for the environment. And I fell in love with the company and the culture of the company. And it allowed me to, I'm getting chills thinking about it. It allowed me to fall into automotive, which was a category that I had no idea I was interested in. And I ended up starting out as a entry-level salesperson for Auto Trader and came in, and I was a director, mind you, before. So I'm building myself from the ground up, and it's kind of what I've always done. When I wanted to work for Disney, I took a part-time job as a events DJ on stage. You know, so I'm used to this working from the ground up, and I know I can build my career at a place that I love. So Cox Automotive was just impressive as to what they did for their employees and their community and the automotive industry. And I thought to myself, what if I could walk down the street in my future and see a new ice cream shop that opened and take my kids and not be on the phone with one of my salespeople saying, I need you to go get marketing dollars from this new business. What if I focus on one category that is really impactful? I had the highest number of dollars spent in marketing, always in automotive. I had the highest volume of clients. This just made sense to me. So something flipped a switch, and that's my story about how I got in, and I've had six positions since then, and I've worked my way up from a salesperson to a product specialist to district sales manager to a manager, a senior manager, and now a director. So it's definitely, that's my hashtag, keep growing. That definitely is where I'm at. And I just love the automotive industry. I've been giving so many opportunities here that I wasn't given to grow other places or that weren't as rewarding. This is my home. This is my career. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. I love the path that you took, the journey that you've been on. What a fun journey. I could tell you this. I am a huge Disney fan.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm 42. Getting ready to turn 42. I'm not 42 yet. I'll be 42 in a month. But I'm 42 years old, and I absolutely love going every single year. Last year was the first year we didn't go in a long time, and I'm kind of still super sad about not going last year.
Make up for it.
You know, I will. We're trying to go the spring break, and we're going to go again in fall. We usually just go in the fall, but we're going to do spring and fall, I think, this time. But that being said,
what a journey.
I mean, being able to do Radio Disney, I remember when all those groups were hot, and everybody was listening to their music, and all the kids were going crazy about it. Era is like right in that era of whenever I was a young adult, and that was coming. They were coming up through that's so cool that you were part of that. I mean, how neat. And then for your daughter – getting to hang out with them? How awesome. I mean, seriously. But then being able to find your place, and I love that you brought that up about Cox Automotive and how they – what they do for not just the automotive world but for everything, what they try to do to make the world better, period. So I love that you found that. I love that you found your place. And I also love that how confident you are. The confidence in knowing that wherever you go, you know that if you just do the process of enthusiasm, working hard – starting from the bottom, now you're here.
What?
Right? You know what I'm saying? So you've done all those things. You know that you can do the job that other people don't really want to do, and you know that you can do it better, make it work your way up and get to the top. And that's what you're doing, and I'm excited to see your climb. Yes. Your climb has just begun on this, too. I know there's a lot more for you to go, and I'm excited for you. So great story, Jackie. You are killing it today. I love it. You brought some flavor in this coffee this morning. I really like it. It's a good taste. Yeah.
You got to get her a DJ name out of her.
Yeah.
What's the DJ name?
Oh, my God. I was Jax, J-A-X-X. I used to have a Wikipedia page, but Disney took them all down when they dissolved Radio Disney.
Oh, that's so funny, though. Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome. I always have a good time. When we go to Disney World, when they bring out, the characters and they do, the dance shows like they do at Magic Kingdom, especially over at the Future World or Future Land, whatever it's called. I can't think of it. No. It's over at Disney, they got Fantasyland, they got this, but the one over here, it's like Future. It's where they got Space Mountain, that area. They always do a big old dance show there, and the DJ always comes up, and I'm a big kid. I'll go out there and I will dance with everybody the whole time. I'm like, oh, point me out. I want to dance with the character. Come on, let's go.
When I worked in the parks, I worked on the Tower of Terror the studios. Yeah. At the time, it was called the MGM Studios. And I got promoted to the Toy Story Parade because I wasn't scary enough in Tower of Terror. I smiled too much. I didn't go with the theme of the ride.
They do that. The characters in there, they act like they're real serious, like inside. So, they're like real – I love that ride. I have a good friend, not to go too much further into this, but I have a good friend that I go to Disney quite a bit. He goes, but he is terrified of any rides. Matter of fact, he's on heart medication to that point. I take him on. I was like, it's not that bad, man. All they do is they drop you a couple times. They open it up. You see everything. You're good. You just ride around, and then you do a couple whoop, 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 and you're done. Well, everything was good till we went to that part where you go up and down, right? He gets in there. Man, the picture is priceless. His daughter's in the ride with us. Everybody's having a great time except for him, and he looks like he's white. And when he gets off the ride, then my boy Josh Hope, I'm going to throw his name out there.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy's another one of those amazing business leaders who's done some amazing stuff in his life. But he definitely got off the ride. He had to take heart medication. He was like, okay, bro, I don't feel right. Left arm's a little numb. I'm like, man, it wasn't that serious, bro. He was like, no, it was.
Do it again?
It was that serious. And his little daughter's like, I want to go again. And he's all like, I'm never doing that ride ever. So I love that ride, though. It's a fun one. It's one of my favorites. They just did a remodel on that, actually. It was shut down for a couple years ago. So I was like, man. But anyway.
But speaking of rides, I mean, you guys and gals have both been on some serious rides.
Yes.
To get where it is that you are in your career. And it's one thing to have a few experiences that add to the big picture that is ultimately your life. But to be able to be at a place that's is inspiring and as detail oriented and encouraging as Disney, right? And to shift into an industry like the automotive industry and find that same kind of enjoyment and appreciation for what the actual company does for the community, that's actually a very, very big testament to what Cox Automotive is all about. Just because, again, I mean, Disney is mind-blowing on how incredible they are.
They're straight magical.
And because of how magical they are, it's incredible what comes out from people that take that kind of experience, jump into the automotive industry, and find a way to continue to inspire others. Now, Doug is always inspiring us when he's giving us a good comment, when he's filming a video talking about our magic mugs, right? Speaking of magic, you guys
that was
see
a
those
very cool
magic
video
mugs
he
too.
Made for us. I loved
a little
it.
Hot something inside of it, and the blackout goes away.
It turns into the most awesome podcast logo ever.
Car Guy Coffee.
Let's brew.